A blessing upon the families of the good, thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy habitation, and shalt not sin. If thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee, and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel, and he blesseth the habitation of the just. The house of the righteous shall stand. The tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. Promises relating to the troubles of life in general preservation from trouble. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me from trouble, thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. He shall deliver thee in six troubles, yea, in seven there shall no evil touch thee. The Lord preserveth the faithful. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. There shall no evil happen to the just. The way of the slothful man is as an hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. Deliverance from trouble. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help thee evil doers, till he fill thy mouth with laughing, and thy lips with rejoicing. Thou shalt forget thy misery, and remember it as waters that pass away. Even so would he have removed thee out of the strait into a broad place, where there is no straitness, and that which should be set on thy table should be full of fatness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favour is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, and my God. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down Hilukes. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind, the Lord riseth them that are bowed down. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. For a just man falleth seven times, and riseth up again. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. Come, and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us, he hath smitten, and he will bind us up. Support in trouble, or the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. He hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord, he is their strength in the time of trouble. The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar, and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble, thou hast known my soul in adversities. I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Blessed is he that considereth the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth for ever. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and riseth up all those that be bowed down. Thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. In measure, when it shooteth forth, thou wilt debate with it, he stayeth his rough wind in the day of the east wind. He will not lay upon man more than right, that he should enter into judgment with God. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. For the Lord will not cast off for ever, but though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly nor grieve the children of men, O Lord, my strength, and my fortress, and my refuge in the day of affliction. I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee, though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him, until he plead my cause, and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Come unto me, all ye that labor, and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed, we are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Promises relating to sickness, old age, etc. Deliverance from sickness, ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread, and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. He is gracious unto him, and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit, I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's, he shall return to the days of his youth, he shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. He will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fleeth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. The Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Support in sickness, that the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Notwithstanding she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity, and holiness with sobriety. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts, and of the womb. In old age cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. Deliverance from famine, and want, or in famine he shall redeem thee from death. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. which giveth food to the hungry. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I the Lord will hear them, I the God of Israel will not forsake them. I will call for the corn, and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree, and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds, and give them showers of rain, to every one grass in the field. He satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Deliverance from war and enemies from war. The Lord your God is he that goeth with you, to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. For the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp, to deliver thee, and to give up thine enemies before thee. Therefore shall thy camp be holy, that he see no unclean thing in thee, and turn away from thee. In war from the power of the sword. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Behold, God himself is with us for our captain. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked, when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded, they shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. I will deliver thee in that day, saith the Lord, and thou shalt not be given into the hand of the men of whom thou art afraid. For I will surely deliver thee, and thou shalt not fall by the sword, but thy life shall be for a prey unto thee, because thou hast put thy trust in me, saith the Lord. From enemies fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many, or with them that have no power. The Lord your God ye shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. Show thy marvelous lovingkindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. In the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, he shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy, I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. And the Lord shall help them, and deliver them, he shall deliver them from the wicked, and save them, because they trust in him. He preserveth the souls of his saints, he delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. His heart is established, he shall not be afraid, until he see his desire upon his enemies. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me, therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers, as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud, the branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. So that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear, what can man do unto me? That we should be saved from our enemies, and from the hand of all that hate us, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. From oppression and injustice, if thou at all take thy neighbor's raiment to pledge, thou shalt deliver it unto him by that the sun goeth down, for that is his covering only, it is his raiment for his skin, wherein shall he sleep. And it shall come to pass, when he crieth unto me, that I will hear, for I am gracious. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord, I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. He shall judge the poor of the people, he shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. He shall stand at the right hand of the poor, to save him from those that condemn his soul, which executeth judgment for the oppressed. If thou sayest the oppression of the poor, and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. In righteousness shalt thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. From slander and reproach slander, thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. Thou lift up thy face without spot. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man, thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. He shall send from heaven, and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy, and his truth. Reproach, hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Blessed are ye, when men shall revile you, and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice, and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. From witchcraft assuredly there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. Promises to the stranger and the exile, and he loveth the stranger, in giving him food and raiment. The Lord preserveth the strangers. Thus saith the Lord God, although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. To the poor and helpless, the needy shall not all we be forgotten, the expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord heareth the poor. I will satisfy her poor with bread. The firstborn of the poor shall feed, and the needy shall lie down in safety. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. He shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. He riseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill. Sing unto the Lord, praise ye the Lord, for he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers. He severeth the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor hath hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth. He delivereth the poor in his affliction, and openeth their ears in oppression. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. To the fatherless and widow ye shall not afflict any widow, or fatherless child. If thou afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow. The poor committeth himself unto thee, thou art the helper of the fatherless. To judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. Remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless, For their Redeemer is mighty, he shall plead their cause with thee. Leave thy fatherless children, I will preserve them alive, and let thy widows trust in me. In thee the fatherless findeth mercy. To the childless the God setteth the solitary in families. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in mine house, and within my walls a place, and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name, that shall not be cut off. To the prisoner and captive he bringeth out those which are bound with chains. The Lord looseth the prisoners. If any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. He despiseth not his prisoners. He brought them out of darkness, and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. The captive exile hasteneth, that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. Thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered, for I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. Verily it shall be well with thy remnant, verily I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil, and in the time of affliction. Deliverance from death, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death. The Lord killeth, and maketh alive, he bringeth down to the grave, and bringeth up. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me, I kill, and I make alive, I wound, and I heal, neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand.